Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, the cattle futures market today finished lower. We were about 80 to $1.40 lower in the feeder cattle and anywhere from steady to $1 lower on the live cattle. Today's weakness is thought to come from Thursday's on feed report, which is Thursday afternoon. On feed as of April 1st, we're 102% of last year, right in line with expectations. It was also 11.96 million head, the highest for that time frame, going back to when that report started. So a lot of cattle on feed at the present time. Now, placements in the month of March were a little bit bearish. It was 105%. The estimate was 103.8, so slightly bigger than expected. And then marketed was 97%, right in line with expectations. The cash market last week was really pretty positive. It was anywhere from 126 in Kansas and Texas to 130 in Nebraska and Colorado. The feeder cattle index was up pretty good as well, up 99 cents at 145.97. Of course, the April has gone off the board. Now May's the front month, and May's at 150.72, so a little bit of a discount. The cash is a little bit discounted to where the May feeders are, with a little over a month to go on that contract. Hogs today were down pretty hard. June hogs down the limit 3 cents at 93.75.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, the grain markets today made new contract lows. July Kansas City wheat, which is the crop we're about to harvest, was down 8 cents at 417.75. So that's the lowest close there for that contract. Looks like a really big wheat crop here, despite much effort this year with the prices so low. Looks like we're kind of surprising the market here with a really good crop. Today's crop progress and condition report is expected to show 60% good to excellent for the winter wheat crop, unchanged from last week, but last year at the same time was about half that at 31% good to excellent. Now, corn planting is expected to be 7%, normally 12% 5-year. Some people think that in Iowa, of course, the big corn state, that the corn will be almost 80% planted by the end of the week if there is no weather. So some of the fears of late planting could easily go away with today's modern planting techniques. Bean planted 2%, which is right in line with the 5-year average of 2%. Exports this morning, though, were positive for wheat and corn, a little bit bearish for beans. And the market obviously didn't really pay much attention to that, as weak as it was. Corn down 4 and beans were down 3. And then cotton today, December's up 17 at 77.22. Cotton continues to be one of the bright spots here as we go into the cotton planting season. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.